sting. When Lady Bless is playing, the rhythm vibes.
Yo, it's cracking. You're listening to the world famous. World famous.
Tuned into
the world famous.
Number one. DJ.
Lady be blessed. Lady be blessed. Lady be blessed. Lady be blessed.
Yo, it's cracking.
You're listening to the world famous. World famous.
Tuned into
the world famous.
Number one.
DJ.
Lady be blessed.
Blessed. Too blessed to be stressed.
Get it popping, y'all.
Fresh music with a positive flow.
Mother Africa and the Caribbean.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome again to another episode of the Lady Be Blessed Show. You've got it locked in. I am your host, Lady Be Blessed, and you are listening to www.africaribradio.com.
This is MYBY, and you are listening to Afro-Carib Radio at www.afrocaribradio.com.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's go.
Afro-Carib Radio, bridging the gap between Africa and the Caribbean.
The best in the world.
Let's go.
Fresh music with a positive flow. Lady be blessed.
Bless.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Good morning, everyone that's already got it on the lock in. This is Lady Be Blessed, and you are listening to the Lady Be Blessed Show. It is so nice to be back with you guys. As you know, last week I wasn't here because we were at the Action Zone. That's the SDG Action Zone, which is Sustainable Development Goal Action Zone. And this went on at the United Nations headquarters. Of course, this is the 75th anniversary of the General Assembly of the United Nations. So, of course, everything was virtual. So I took part in a lot of virtual sessions, a lot of virtual workshops. Everything was virtual. So definitely today I'm going to give a review of the 17 goals to transform our world, as well as what happened and what is the SDG Action Zone. Keep it locked.
Just be Lady Be Blessed. So far from the rest, who's rightfully conscious, still they want fighters. Lady be one, yeah. Still may the bother kill one another with eternal flames. Blazing up the fire is man, them again. Cupid is my name, so don't come with your mental stain. Your vibes heavy, still I'm firm and steady. Straight out of the shite, don't sell me the fight on my plate. Will play for my Rima, the Trinidad too far rock away. Mark him, just scriptures, and I am here to stay. Words without apologies, justice repair. Well, let's be Lady Be Blessed. So far from the rest, who's rightfully conscious, still they will fight us. Why don't they like us? They more fame on us. Oh yeah, just be Lady Be Blessed. So far from the rest, who's rightfully conscious, still they will fight us. Lady be one, yeah.
Lady Blessed, Joe Caribbean Empress. What you know you are the best. Let me skin it on a Zim Carib Radio. You know, let it go, let it show. Chilo. Lady Bless. Lady Bless. To Caribbean, I impress. When Lady Bless is playing, the whole world is rocking. When Lady Bless is playing, who don't know is a conscious thing. When Lady Bless is playing, the rhythm vibes uplifting. And I no suffering, only ever loving. When Lady Bless is playing, the whole world is blessing. It's on Karen's radio, but that is the Lady Bless.
Coin tells to the Father, giving thanks and praise.
If anyone is familiar with me and the work that I do, you know that I run a foundation called the Lady Be Blessed Humanitarian Foundation. This foundation does primarily its work in Ghana, Africa. So we are a humanitarian foundation that provides support for those in disadvantaged areas, and right now we work in the northern region of Ghana, but we also support the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So you may say, what are the Sustainable Development Goals? There are 17 goals. So I'm just going to go through just a short process of what the goals are and how they came to be, because this is the fifth anniversary of the Sustainable Development Goals. The Sustainable Development Goals, they are a call for action by all countries, poor, rich, and middle income, to promote prosperity while protecting the planet. Let me read that again. To promote prosperity while protecting the planet. They recognize that ending poverty must go hand in hand with strategies that build economic growth and address a range of social needs, including education, health, social protection, and job opportunities, while tackling climate change and environmental protection. More important than ever, the goals provide a critical framework for COVID-19 recovery. The goals and targets will stimulate action over the next 15 decades in an area of critical importance for humanity and the planet. So this was 5 years ago when the United Nations put forth these 17 goals to save humanity, to save the world, to save the planet. So I'm going to go through the aspects of what these goals deal with.
Me want to know where you get them your figure from. Who the amazing, the great mathematician, long divider of all complications. Who the waffy work one new equation. And the future was a stipulation. Right, I know you put me fast on a station. You the most get charged with temptation. Girl, you got the moderation.
Lady, be a royal woman, a really loyal woman. I've been searching for too long, so from now on are you one. Lady, be a royal woman, a really loyal woman. I've been searching for too long, so from now on are you one. You complete my life, not just because you're beautiful, you treat me right. We share an understanding, no need for fight over material things. Cause you ain't the greedy type, she knows how to treat a man good. Does the things I mean, no other one would. Make me feel like a real man should. She royal and loyal, from head to toe she tan good. Not distribute her body, she rather stick to one. Boom. That's why I wouldn't jeopardize where we have. So ignore all who I tell your lies, say me bad. I would never wanna lose a prize where me have. Grateful for your love, recognize, say me glad. Lady, be a royal woman, a really loyal woman. I've been searching for too long, so from now on are you one. Lady, be a royal woman.
The first six goals are: one, no poverty; 2, zero hunger; 3, good health and well-being; 4, quality education. 5, gender equality. And 6, clean water and sanitation.
Blessed love station. The fire station. Zim. Carib Radio. Zim. Carib Radio.
I told you.
Lady be blessed is day.
The Empress is
Selector as Baja is day. The father is day.
Yours for the maximum.
Father the maximum.
From Zimbabwe, you know?
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Oh lad. Across the world. From Africa to the world. From Zanzi to the world. From Zimbabwe to the world.
New York.
Zim Carib Radio. Let it be blessed with the positive music. That's the positive flow.
The next 6 goal is number 7. Affordable and clean energy. Number 8. Decent work and economic growth. Number 9, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Number 10, reduce inequalities. Number 11, sustainable cities and communities. Number 12, responsible consumption and production.
Blessed, you look so beautiful tonight. That dress you're wearing got my eyes hypnotized. As I hold your body and we dance across the floor, you're looking at me like you're wanting more. Wish this moment could last forever. So beautiful tonight, that dress you're wearing.
And the 5 remaining goals are number 13, climate change. Number 14, life below water. Number 15, life on land. Number 16, peace, justice, and a strong institution. And number 17, the last goal is partnership for the goals. These goals build on decades of work by countries and the United Nations, which also includes the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, which from now on we're going to address as ECOSOC.
Stars in the sky shine for you. She doesn't lose her pride. She's a lioness. Celebration time for you, lioness.
Transforming our world, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, with its 17 goals, was adopted at the United Nations Sustainable Development Summit in New York, September 25th, 2015. So it is exactly 5 years since they adopted the Agenda 2030. which included the 17 goals that we just went over.
Come out of your folly things, on the better come and retire. Say, oh no, can't plant corn and want to reap from an apple tree, no aya. Do good and it will come back to you, some boy a fi prosper. If you try, definitely be blessed, then a fire, fire, fire. My sound just standing, my sound is not sleeping. The evil ways won't go and punish some boy a fi get a beating. My sound just my sound is not sleeping. The evil ways won't go and punish somebody if you get a beating. Don't try to test. Lady be blessed, go and lay your song to rest. Cause she had the true African empress. Come on.
Good morning, everyone. I got it on the lock-in. I see you. I see you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for always locking into the Lady Be Blessed show as we are talking about the Sustainable Development Goals, because, you know, it is the UN General Assembly going on last week and this week also, where the head of the states, they sent in, well, this year they're sending in their debates, their address, their annual address. And so a lot of the states have already been played, and we have an idea of what's going on with COVID-19 with some of the member states around the world. So we're talking about the Sustainable Development Goals. I just read off all 17 of the goals, but I hope you have noticed that they are in different categories. It deals with people, planet, prosperity, peace, and partnership. Those are the six aspects of the goal. Those are the five aspects of the goal. It deals with people, planet, prosperity, peace, and partnership. www.sustainabledevelopmentgoals.com. You can check it out. You could also go to un.org and click on Sustainable Development Goals.
Dasha T, she a sing, everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more. But we could rearrange, rearrange, Lady Bless, say yeah. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the struggles no more. But we could rearrange, rearrange, make a change, yeah, yeah. In the street, yeah. Sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know. A change for the better. A change for a better future. You can't do the same Lady thing every day and expect to reach further. You must need a bless for yourself. Bye. Dasha T, she a sing, everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more. But we could rearrange, rearrange, Lady Bless, say aye. Struggles no more. But we could rearrange, rearrange, make a change, yeah, yeah. In the streets getting serious, no love, no flow. There is so much I just why. Just hold your sanity, you got the ability. Be what you wanna be to reach your destiny. A change is good for the mind. Change can be worth your time. But we could rearrange and make a change. I don't live this year, more life. I'd make the same mistakes now.
On the aspect of dealing with people, the United Nations determined to end poverty and hunger in all their forms and dimension, and to ensure that all human beings can fulfill their people are calling me. Please don't call me when I'm on the air. I do appreciate that. Can fulfill their potential in dignity and equality in all and healthy environment. This is what it means to have the sustainable goals deal with as far as people are concerned. The United Nations determined to end poverty and hunger in all forms of dimensions and to ensure that all human beings could fulfill their potential and dignity and equality in all in a healthy environment. Planet, they've determined to protect the planet from degradation, including through sustainable consumption production. Also, sustainably manage its natural resources and taking urgent action on climate change so that it can support the needs of all the present and future generation. Prosperity, they have determined to ensure that all human beings can enjoy a prosperous and fulfilling life. That's economical, social, and technological progress occur in harmony with nature. They also determine, as far as peace is concerned, they determine to foster, in order to foster a peaceful existence, just and inclusive society, which are free from fear and violence. There can be no sustainable development without peace, and no peace without sustainable development. As far as partnership, they have determined to mobilize the means required to implement these agenda, these goals. They have to have a global partnership for sustainable development. So it's based on one spirit of strengthening the global solidarity, focused in particularly on the needs of the poorest and most vulnerable, with participation of all countries, all stakeholders, and all people. So as you can see, all of the goals are they're intertwined, and also they're integrated into nature, because you have to protect nature. This is our only planet. There's no planet B. There's not a second one, so we have to protect the planet. So there are critical importance in ensuring that the purpose of the new agenda is realized. So we need to have partnership from everyone needs to be involved, from the youngest to the oldest. So we realize, they say, we realize that these are ambitious goals and they cut across a full extent of the agenda. So the lives of all will be profoundly improved and our world will be transformed for the better. That is the gist of the Sustainable Development Goals. So next, I'm going to go into the SDG Action Zone.
I'm the man, will you understand, baby, you and I together? Baby, please be mine, girl. I miss you all the time. I listen, rise of tears falling down from my eyes. Why would you choose another girl? You want my mind, you'll be sick of me, take me with this. Baby, please be mine, girl. I miss you all the time. Rise of tears falling down from my eyes. Why would you choose another girl? You want my mind, you'll be sick of me, take me with this. Yo, it's in the style, it's in the lady, baby. Bless and love coming from Mark Cupid, a.k.a. Cupid. Cupid, we sent to Trinidad and Tobago. Enough respect for skinny dandelas. Bless and love. Every time. Yo, lady, please be mine, girl. I miss you all the time. Cries of tears falling round from my eyes. Why would you choose another girl over mine? You should be sick of me, tickle me with your feet. I listen, girl, I be tumbling over. Woman, I'm building that broken. This love we have been smolding. Tumbling over. Yes, I'm confused and I'm bruised. Woman, I ain't joking. Tumbling.
I hear you calling out to me. I run to your direction and I sing for you, sing sweetly.
Fresh music with a positive flow. Lady be blessed, too blessed to be stressed.
Dancing gracefully, I gave you a birthday. Wanted to be was all wide awake in a dream. Like I never did before. Yes. Then I heard you say you wanted some more. a birthday you'll never, never see. Oh, wide awake in a dream.
Wide awake, wide awake.
Yeah.
Fresh music with a positive flow. Lady be blessed, bless. Too blessed to be stressed.
Lady be blessed. She are the true Caribbean empress. Playing reggae music to the world. Zim Carib, the big station. Clean up the reggae top, sit up. True Caribbean Empress, playing reggae music to the world. Zim Carib, the big station. Clean up the reggae top, sit up.
www.africaribradio.com. I am your host, Lady B. Bless, the African Caribbean Empress, and today we are talking about, well, all this week we will be talking about the SDGs, that is the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Last week I wasn't here, I didn't do my show because I was part of the SDG Action Zone, which took place at the United Nations during the United Nations General Assembly. The high-level week, it provided for a deep conversation, debates, and showcase on the core area of accelerating action on the Sustainable Development Goals. It's intended to create a more transparent, open, and inclusive United Nations General Assembly. This spirit will inform the creation of programs which will be crowdsourced through a call for suggested sessions for people and stakeholders across the world. So the Sustainable Development Goals this year, 2020, was fully virtual. It was fully virtual, which was excellent for me because normally we'll be at the United Nations and we'll try to catch all of the sessions, but it's impossible because they're being held in conference rooms. So if there's like three or four sessions going on at one time, you really have to pick and choose which session you're going to attend. But because it was virtual, I have a monitor, I have a computer, I have my phone, I have my laptop, so I was able to put each of my screen and attend more than one session. So it's this year the event was a virtual, so it was created where all content, networking, and connection was in this zone. So they had three stage online at www.sdgactionzone.com, and everything was featured, and registration was held. Everything was held online, so definitely it was very excited. I was a day one. We talked about people. Day two was dedicated to planet, and day three was dedicated to partnership. So anyone could attend the SDG Action Zone. I mean, if you were at the UN, you would need security clearance. You would need your UN badge in order to attend, because you just can't walk into the United Nations. So all sessions was free for everyone to attend. For the first time ever, interested parties from across the globe can tune in and participate live in the conversation and networking happening on the fringe of the United Nations General Assembly. So anyone interested in finding out the latest approach or solution to global issues and doing their part to actively change their own lives and the lives of those around them in the field works which relates to the Sustainable Development Goals, were able to join the conversation. And oh, did they have a wealth of conversation going on from each of the stage. I'll give you guys the website so you can always go and check it out, www.actionsdgactionzone.com, and you can check it out and all the information is listed there. Yeah. It was exciting, I tell you.
You stay up in all the mountain, in all the sky. It seems like every man wants a piece of pie. DJ Lady Blee Bless, you mashing up the blast. You play different type of tune, whole foundation. Me have to tell you this every time. I want to have to live on the stage. See them a people, they ask so many questions. But then you bless up the whole foundation. Me have to tell you this again. DJ Lady Blee Bless, you are the best. On Zim Caribbean, when you play a big tune, whole my people, they
happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Lady Be Bless. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Definitely have to take this time to big up the artists you are listening to. All these artists went into the studio and made a dub plate for Lady Be Blessed. But before any further delay, I'm going to get on here going to Sharon with the Jamaican report. Bless up yourself, Sharon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 25th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Construction of 4 field hospitals prompted by rising number of COVID-19 cases. Jamaica's government is taking steps to handle the significant rise in the number of COVID-19 cases by building 4 new field hospitals. The hospitals will add an additional 152 beds, bringing the total number of hospital beds dedicated to COVID-19 patients to approximately 500. The first field hospital with 40 beds was a gift from the United States government and is sited on the grounds of the Chest Hospital in St. Andrew. A second 40-bed facility will be established at Mandeville Regional Hospital as a joint project between the Jamaican and Canadian governments. Additionally, 2 36-bed field hospitals will be funded by Jamaica's government, one at the St. Joseph Hospital Complex in St. Andrew and the other on the site of Falmouth Hospital in Trelawney. Passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg marked by Jamaican lawmakers in the U.S. Jamaican leaders and judges in the United States expressed sadness at the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died of cancer on September 18, 2020, at the age of 87. Congresswoman Yvette Clark noted that Justice Ginsburg had been a champion of equality for all and justice for every American, regardless of race, gender, or background, since 1980. Jamaican-born Sam Walker, Supreme Court judge in Westchester County, said Ginsburg inspired many judges to believe in the same belief system she exhibited, which was fairness and equality for all. Mitchell Fanger, a Jamaican lawyer in Florida, said Justice Ginsburg was the face of equality in the fight for women's rights. This week's Caribbean news. Venezuela's once thriving oil industry now falling apart and damaging Caribbean sea environment. The oil industry in Venezuela is breaking down due to years of mismanagement, reduced prices, corruption, and an embargo imposed by the United States in 2019.
These elements have combined to bring about the collapse of the industry's aging infrastructure, which now poses significant environmental dangers and a growing ecological disaster in the Caribbean Sea. Crude oil is gushing from a cracked underwater pipeline at the Cardon refinery, and natural gas is escaping from a second broken pipeline nearby. These leaks are just the most recent examples of trouble for the region's environmental health. Oil spills have endangered corals and rare marine life near Morrocoy National Park, while an oil vessel rusting in the Gulf of Paria has been called a ticking ecological time bomb. Christine Borelli, international liaison for the non-profit Sosorinoco that focuses on damage to the environment in Venezuela, says that if efforts are made to fix and restart the oil centers and refineries, this will only lead to more leaks and more damage from underground pipelines blowing up. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaican woman from St. Catherine participates in largest maritime exercise in the world. Princess White, a Jamaican from St. Catherine, is serving as a seaman with the United States Navy and was a recent participant in the biggest international maritime exercise in the world, the Rim of the Pacific, or RIMPAC. White is a retail services specialist on the USS Dewey, which operates out of San Diego, California. She is responsible for the management and operation of all retail and service activities on the ship, including its store, vending machines, coffee kiosks, barber shops, and laundry facilities. She noted that the characteristics of values required for success in the U.S. Navy are the same as those she was raised with. RIMPAC is held every year to help participants develop and maintain cooperative relationships to ensure safety and security at sea. RIMPAC 2020 was the 27th exercise in the series, which first began in 1971. This week's business news. Hotels in Jamaica face bankruptcy as locals want lower prices. Many hotels in Jamaica continue their fight to remain open even months after the nation reopened its borders on June 15, 2020 to visitors and tourists from around the world. At the time of reopening, it seemed the hotel industry was well positioned to recover, having over 35,000 visitors in only 1 month. However, the industry is still in trouble, according to Omar Robinson, immediate past president of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA. Hotels are running through their cash by staying open with occupancy levels as low as 10%. He said hotels are grateful to Jamaica's government for the reopening, but operating at 10 to 30% of occupancy does not translate to profitability for the businesses. Lower occupancy means less employment, and while the JHTA had proposed a 90-day extension of a 4-month layoff period to provide hotels with more time to recover, trade unions rejected this proposal. The election in the United States, combined with its COVID-19 problems, has reduced the number of visitors from the U.S., a main market, to Jamaica. In response, many local Jamaicans have called for hotels to reduce their rates for residents so they can contribute to the industry. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. MasterCard chooses coffee to be brand ambassador to Jamaica. MasterCard announced that it has formed an exclusive partnership with Coffee, the Jamaican reggae artist and Grammy Award winner, that will make her the firm's official brand ambassador in Jamaica. Coffee and MasterCard will use their partnership to develop awareness about digital payments and provide education to customers and merchants about the wide acceptance, convenience, and security features associated with MasterCard's electronic payment options. Marcus Carmo, the head of marketing and communications at MasterCard's Caribbean division, noted that as one of Jamaica's youngest and most talented musicians, Coffee, who remains grounded and humble, gives back to her community, and the decision to partner with her reflects the fact that her creativity, philanthropic spirit, and authenticity align with the company's values. Coffee is the first official MasterCard brand ambassador in the Caribbean. She said she was excited to be part of the firm's efforts to educate and raise the financial literacy levels of Jamaicans. Now for this week's sports news. Jamaica's driver, Alex Powell, hopes to recover in FIA World Karting Championship. Jamaica's Alex Powell is hoping that he can recover from recent performance setbacks and make a flawless showing at the FIA World Championship for Karting in November 2020. Powell, who has been recognized for his potential in the sport, suffered unfortunate consequences at the OK Junior FIA Karting European Championship in Germany and at the South Carda Karting Meet in Italy. He believes these events served as a dress rehearsal for the November competition in Portimão, Portugal, however, and that those occurrences have made him more intent on success as he looks to the main event. 12-year-old Powell was one of the youngest drivers to compete at the European Championship. He made history in 2019 at the age of 11 when he became the first Caribbean driver to sign on with a Formula One F1 team. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, oh, yeah. And there is power.
Because you know, it's real and you know, Lady B, don't let go. It'll be such a
thank you, Sharon, for that Jamaican Weekly top. Thank you for the report. Definitely appreciate it. I love her accent. I definitely love listening to her. Thank you, Sharon Pearson.
And such a shame, woman, in my arms you belong. Lady B, Lady B, oh, in my arms you belong. Lady Blanche, oh, in my arms you belong.
For everyone that's locked in today, thank you for joining me on this special report about the SDG Action Zone that happened last week at the United Nations. As you know, my foundation, it's called the Lady Be Blessed Humanitarian Foundation, which is a U.S. IRS registered 501c3 U.S. charity located here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are nonprofit and non-governmental. We, our mission is to actively and effectively engage and promote the human and social welfare with no prejudice against human suffering on the grounds of gender, sexual orientation, religious, or national division. So we don't deal with any of that. Our main goal is to save lives, relieve suffering, and maintain human dignity. That is our goal. So the Lady Be Blessed Humanitarian Foundation strongly believes that supporting and implementing the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals will provide a better world for the future generation. Now, I'm going to let you know the goals that we support as a foundation. Out of all the 17 goals, we picked 6 goals to support and implement throughout the organization. And those goals are: number 1, no poverty. Number 3, good health and well-being. We picked number 4 for quality education. And we picked number 5, gender equality. And which is very important to the heart of everything we do is number 6, clean water and sanitation. And of course, number 17, which is partnership for the goals. Because without partnerships, there are no goals. So just a little bit of what we are doing to implement some of these goals. Good quality education, number 4. We have educated over 800 students on the Sustainable Development Goal. We've educated 500 alone via WhatsApp. classes, and we have given out over 500 certificates to those that have completed the goal. We have educated over 200 junior high school students on the sustainable development goal. This is reaching 3 schools in Ghana, Africa. Our general manager and our team in Ghana literally went into the schools for weeks and was able to instruct students on the sustainable development goals, providing education for everyone so they'll know that we could make the world better. It is up to us. As far as gender equality, I am an advocate for women empowerment and girl child education. So I advocate for that as much as I can. Also, good health and well-being. We have donated over 100 face masks and shields and over 4 gallon soap to an hospital in Ghana, Africa. Clean water and sanitation. We are working with 3 villages in northern Ghana to provide wells and sanitation issues for the villagers. For the communities out there, we will be building wells and toilets. There's no indoor toilets. So we'll be building toilets for, you know, for the families out there so they won't have, you know, open defecation, which is a problem. And also partnership for the goals. We have partnered with several other organizations, several other people, several countries, so we could implement these goals. No poverty is the number one goal, but we cannot tackle no poverty without tackling all of these other goals, because the poverty starts and ends with our mindset. So we have to get together and tackle these goals. So definitely those that got it locked in, if you need any more information, www.iamladybbless.com, and all links would lead to the foundation. You could also send me a message at ladybbless@gmail.com, ladybbless@gmail.com. If you want more information, you could also check it out on Facebook, the Lady Be Blessed Humanitarian Foundation. All our information will come up. So on Thursdays, I'm going to go into more detail on no poverty, goal number one. So I'm going to take the time that I have here on this platform to explain the sustainable development goals and why we as a foundation support these goals. So we have 6 goals to go over. So Thursday we'll start with goal number one, no poverty. So I'm just going to do the ones that the foundation support. I want to thank everyone for logging in. This is Lady Be Blessed, the African Caribbean Empress. You can catch me here Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's New York time. And you can catch me Facebook Live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.facebook.com/LadyBeBlessed.
Lady Be Blessed,
Lady Be Blessed,
the true Caribbean Empress,
on Zimcar Radio,
purpose is all, the true Caribbean Empress.
Play the beat, play the radio now, play the big tune again for them now.
Woke up this morning, lift my eyes up to the sky, yes, turn to the news and tears and fill my eyes.
Fresh music with a positive flow. Lady Be Blessed, blessed, too blessed to be stressed.
All I can see is brutality, yes. The shedding of innocent blood and poverty, yeah. All I can see is hypocrisy, yes. Too much corruption, no equality. Yeah. Nobody talk about the system. It's just like a drumbeat.
It's
playing a rhythm. The youths them don't got nothing to eat. Yeah. Too much segregation. Too much isolation. Too much extortion. Too much exploitation. Yeah, yeah. All I can see.
But mine is gentility. Lady, be blessed. Never shed not tear when bad mind people on your front and rear. Come in now, say your future bright and clear like fake pains in the rain.
mind of them. We are lady be blessed, never shed not yet. Bad mind keep up on your front and rear. Papi no say your future bright and clear. Like fake painting and the rain of them. We are be blessed, keep working hard. Every day keep running on the road. Them a follow but then get left behind. If them catch you they kill you on the spot. Almighty God, oh, be blessed, make them step like Movado. This one ya yeah, good over evil.
And I definitely cannot leave today without mentioning COVID-19 and the effect that it has on the Sustainable Development Goals. 5 years ago when the goals were written and they were implemented by the United Nations, we had no idea that 2020 would bring us to such a pandemic as COVID-19. In some area, especially no hunger, no poverty, good health and well-being. The COVID-19 has pushed back the goals at least 3 years. Even with gender equality, there's a rise in domestic violence. Women that were once working no longer be able to work because they have to be at home with their children. 10 million children are out of school. So definitely the goals have been pushed back 3 years. So now it's more imperative that we work harder to realize these goals and make it a possibility that we can have a better world after COVID-19. So if you guys are interested in learning more about the goals, just definitely shoot me an email, shoot me a message. My page is www.facebook.com/LadyBBlessed, or you could do a search, or you could even Google Lady B Blessed and you'll come up with my information. And then you could definitely, you know, let me know what you guys are interested in learning. I do class on WhatsApp, and I'm soon going to be doing some Zoom classes on the Sustainable Development Goals. So it's very, very, very important, especially because of COVID-19, that we learn about these goals and how we can start implementing these goals moving forward. Because without these goals, we're doomed, actually. So you guys take a look at it, www.iamladybeblessed.com. That is my website. You guys could reach me there.
Baba is a story we will want telling now. But Babylon a act like said them don't know, so we know them and fear. Them now want we get to share, them now want we be here my way. Because it's a them can't.
Blah, 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 blah. As I'm taking with administrator. Here we go, God, we be representing. Them now want me get to share, them now want we be here.
Lady B blessed, too blessed to be stressed.
Turn it off. Lady B blessed, Lady B blessed. Hear me now. Cha-cha blues, Lady B blessed. No man curse, you're the best. Hold for a fresh life on air. Same kind of radio every day. Cha-cha blues, Lady B blessed. No man curse, you're the best. Hold for a fresh life on air. Same kind of radio every day. Lady B blessed.
Champion representing for Lady B Bless, the Afro-Caribbean.
Thank everyone that got it locked in, for everyone that tuned in today. You know it's all about SDGs moving forward. For the next couple of weeks, we'll talk about the Sustainable Development Goals and what they mean to you and what it means for us and what it means for the planet. So definitely thank you everyone for tuning in. I'm Lady B Bless, your African-Caribbean Empress. I'm out of here, so I'll see you guys Thursday. We will talk about no poverty goal number one. If you guys want to do some research, just let me know. Send me a message. I advocate for the goal. I'm an SDG consultant. So we will have some very interesting conversation. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and send me the questions via WhatsApp You can send it to me on my email. You can send it to me through Facebook. You could also just go www.iamladybeblessed.com and click get in contact and send us a message. I'm out of here, people. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Lady Be Blessed Show. Have a great day.
Are you the largest? One of the most finest, one of the most biggest radios online. With the vibes, reggae vibes, Afro vibes, Caribbean vibes, anywhere in the world. Hear this, from your house to your neighborhood, from your neighborhood to your country, from your country to the whole world. I said, listen up to Africa Radio Station. Let it be blessed, your Lord. In name, my name is Original Rasba Jabantan, representing Let It Be Blessed right here on Africa Radio Station. Big up yourself, Ghana King, and my lad Kojo. I saw it not. Pick up everybody listening to the Africa Radio Station. Let it be blessed, your Lord. But your mouth and say so. And I'm out.
Fresh music with a positive flow. Lady be blessed, bless. Too blessed to be stressed.
DJ Jetuza.
Yo, it's cracking. You're listening to the world famous. World famous.
Tuned into the
world famous.
Number one.
DJ.
Lady be blessed, bless. Too blessed to be stressed.
Get it popping, y'all.
Fresh music with a positive flow.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's go.
Afro-Carib Radio, bridging the gap between Africa and the Caribbean.
The best in the world.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Afro-Carib Radio, from Africa to the Caribbean. Afro-Carib Radio, from Africa to the Caribbean. This is MYBY, and you are listening to Afro-Carib Radio at www.afrocaribradio.com.